In October, a social uprising began in Chile over the rising cost of living and economic inequality. Since that day, hundreds of protests have taken place nationwide. Out of those protests came a surprising image of unity, an image that was likely inconceivable to anyone who knew anything about Chile's long-rooted sports rivalries. Reporter Paige Sutherland has the story.
Six days after the protests began, four strangers stopped in the middle of a crowded street in a small town outside Santiago, Chile, to pose together for a photo.
It was something very natural, or unnatural in this case, because when you walk in the street, unless you see a famous person, you said, can we take a photo? But we are not famous. And just because we were wearing different shirts, this happened.
That's Antonino Valenzuela, one of the four strangers. To understand this moment, we first need to know that most people in Chile, like Antonino, are huge fans of football.
On Saturday and Sunday in my house, we watch around, 10 matches. And my mother is not very happy with that situation because we kidnapped the TV for us.
And let's just say Antonino's family takes football pretty seriously.
I remember once that my father took a sofa and he threw it through the window because Chile lost the match at the last minute. So we are very fan of football.
Although Antonino watches a lot of different matches, his true loyalty belongs to one team only.
I support Colo-Colo, the biggest team of Chile. The most popular, of course. It's fun for me to fight or argue with other people from other teams because I have the argument, my team is the biggest one, my team have won more than yours, and it's very fun for me, that game.
Colo-Colo's biggest rival is also based in Santiago, Universidad de Chile, the second biggest club in the country.
El fanatismo empieza desde el colegio.
This fanatism starts in elementary school, where we all play football during recess, and the matches are always Universidad de Chile versus Colo-Colo.
Raúl Henríquez works at a restaurant on the weekends, so he can't make it to the stadium often, but he always makes sure to catch the highlights.
I've always been a fan of Universidad de Chile, but I became particularly fanatic in the championships in 2010. Universidad de Chile, both nationally and internationally, did very well. They were champions here in Chile and South America. So this was a time of real ecstasy for all us EU fans.
This rivalry between clubs is rooted in Chile's culture. If you support Colo-Colo, you basically have to hate Universidad de Chile, and vice versa. Gonzalo Fuente Alba is a fan of Universidad Católica. His team's rival is...
Todos.
Everyone. All are rivals of Universidad Católica.
Gonzalo is a local music teacher.
When my team loses, I get very, very angry. So when I arrive to school on Monday after a loss, all my students are waiting in my classroom ready to tease me.
Sometimes it's more than teasing. Here's Antonino again.
I remember that once I went to my grandparents' house because I went to watch a football match from Colo-Colo, and I went there with my Colo-Colo jersey, and I didn't think that I was going to walk in the street in a place where there are many, many, many Universidad de Chile fans, and they were very aggressive with me. They tried to hit me just because I was wearing a Colo-Colo jersey, so I have to run away, escape, and it was a very, very scary situation.
At the stadium, these rivalries are so violent, the opposing fans can't even sit next to each other.
In 2018, Colo-Colo was playing against Santiago Wanderers in a final of the Champions Cup, and they were winning 3-0.
That's Christian Cespedes, another Colo-Colo fan.
In the middle of the game, the fans of the Wanderers started screaming at us, throwing stones and firecrackers, and trying to attack us. I was with my wife and my son. It was a very intense situation. I will never go back.
Christian, Antonino, Gonzalo, and Raul had never met. But in October, that changed. This social movement had been building for years. As the cost of living rose and salaries didn't keep up, close to half the Chilean population earns just over $500 a month. And that doesn't get you much in Santiago. So on October 7th, when a fare increase for the capital's metro went into effect, students began jumping the turnstile in protest. And by Friday of the following week, the crowds grew a lot.
Another day of protests in Chile. Thousands have taken to the streets once again in Santiago.
6 days later, Antonino, Raul, Gonzalo, and Christian took to the streets to join the movement, each wearing their team's jersey. The march was organized by fans of Colo Colo. But to Raul's surprise, the streets were filled with people from opposing clubs and families of all ages.
The march was very peaceful. There were no incidents between the fans of Colo Colo and Universidad de Chile. We were all supporting each other, giving one another water and singing together. It was a scene I've never seen before because usually you only see flags of Colo Colo or Universidad de Chile separately. But that day they were flying together.
Christian was marching with his family when he noticed Antonino, Raul, and Gonzalo.
I saw the three of them wearing all different shirts, just walking and marching for the same cause, and I said, "Look, we're all together."
Christian asked if they could take a photo together.
I said, "Okay." Gonzalo started to play. "Okay, we are so beautiful that they want a picture with us, and we make games with that."
With this photo, I wanted to show people that you can do things that maybe you thought were impossible.
Something like football divide us so many years. This social situation get us together. So people reacted very well. They say, "Oh, beautiful." Yeah, sometimes I remember that an old woman said, "Oh, bravo, bravo, that's beautiful. That's idea. Well, together."
After taking the photo, they all dispersed and continued marching onwards. But as soon as Christian got home, he posted the photo online.
I received many comments, and they were all positive, saying this photo is iconic. It's a symbol of unity, solidarity, of rivals coming together.
Antonino says he will never forget that moment.
People understood that this situation, this fight, is bigger than a stupid fight like fight for who is the best team. No, we're fighting for a better way of life, for a better situation. We are going to fight until dignity became something normal. That's what we're looking for dignity.
As the movement quiets down and football gears up again for a new season, these rivalries will likely intensify again. But for Antonino Valenzuela, Raul Henriquez, Gonzalo Fuentealba, and Christian Cespedes, this moment will stick. And come next year, on the anniversary, they plan to retake this photo and hope to do so every year after that.
That's reporter Paige Sutherland in Santiago, Chile.